What's up, humans? Welcome to another episode of Shots from the Winchester podcast, brought to you by Greencastle Consulting, your nation's premier strategy execution firm. I'm your host, Al Green. We got another geek out session for you today. We're going to be talking about AI and how to leverage that AI in different industries, especially the utility industries. That's a lot of what we do here at Greencastle. So we're talking to Brad Kenny again, and we're going to be talking to Scott Hopp. So let's just jump into this conversation. We already know a little bit about you guys, and if you haven't watched our show before, go check out Brad's episode and Scott's episode on AI and Brad's episode on digital modernization and digital transformation, and you'll get to know a little bit more about them. But just get a quick brief of just a little bit about you guys, and then we'll jump into the conversation. Let's start with Scott.
Awesome. Yep. So my name's Scott Hopp, and I work as a senior IT project manager here at Greencastle, and work within the utility industry. So
Nice. And then Brad.
Great. Yep. So I'm Brad Kenny, and principal consultant here at Greencastle, and I have a heavy focus in the data and analytics space.
Nice. And you just, I want to say graduated, were promoted to principal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. How's that?
That was great. I mean, it's, I was leading the analytics team for a little while now, and it was awesome to be recognized for that work. And we're also, Scott and I are both on the same initiative called the BTIG, which I think there's another podcast episode coming up about that at some point. And so kind of heading that up. And so it was just nice being recognized.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. And so let's just jump right in, because I know the audience is really clamoring to figure out what is going on with AI these days and what's the evolution. So let's jump into the first question I wanted to ask is, how does the utility industry, or how can the utility industry leverage AI?
So I'll start. Mm-hmm. That's right. Kind of when we worked on our last podcast, right? We took the last 10 minutes. I think we were actually talking about AI, and I mentioned that AI is a very broad term. One aspect of it, right? We were talking about just a whole decision sort of modeling. Right? It can be considered artificial intelligence. One aspect I think that's a great use in the utilities industry is sort of maintaining the grid, right? Mm-hmm. So you can have a lot of these early fault detection programs that are out there, where you actually have special sensors that can be attached in the system that can basically determine when things will fail before they're going to fail. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you think about it, what would you rather have as a consumer? Your power goes out, and then the electric company comes out and fixes your power. Mm. Or do you want them to say, hey, that pole and those transformers and all that stuff is going to fail probably within the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. Let's go out and proactively replace it, and we can do all the switching so that people don't actually lose power. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's better for the customer. It's better for the utility itself, and it's just better overall.
That's pretty cool. And then how does that balance out for like alerts as well? Maybe is there an automation format for that? Like when, for instance, over the weekend, I heard a transformer explode in my neighborhood and the power went out, and everyone that is attached, to their, their bill got an alert automatically that says, hey, we know the power is out. We're going to get on that, and like, you should get your power back on in short time.
So I think with the goal with the early fault detection type stuff would be to prevent even the need for messaging, right? Because it should be hopefully seamless. Now, maybe they'll say, hey, some of our people will be out working in your area, right? Maybe that's sort of the alert that would come out. Mm. But it's not, these things are designed to prevent the emergencies,
right?
If that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so my thoughts is like not only for the, preventative maintenance aspect of it, but the optimization of the grid. Kind of looking at it from like the whole picture here, you have generation, the production of power. Then you have transmission, taking it from those power plants to substations. Then the last part of the equation, you got distribution going from those substations to your house.
Right.
So AI can be leveraged in all aspects of that to not only keep optimal runtime, but also optimizing the grid as well. So that could be done through the use of smart meters, preventative maintenance, like Brad was talking about. Not only that, but using AI to analyze the weather. compared to seasons. So then you can do demand forecasting. So AI can be leveraged in all three of those facets, and then ultimately, you know, utilities are there to produce power and keep power going. So
that makes sense, especially like in the icy seasons when lines are dropping, you need linemen out there to like work on these things. That's important to note. That's really cool. I just wanted to remind us, like, we have this drink in front of us, Horse Soldier. And this was a drink that I think came from soldiers that first went into Afghanistan, something like that. So we're just going to have this shot. So if you're not familiar with the show, we used to do this in the bar that we have here called the Winchester. But now we have this podcast room, and it's like super cool. We're getting it worked out. It's a work in progress, but it's coming along. But I wanted to keep with the tradition of doing a shot. So, like, before we get into this, like, fun extra part of this conversation, let's just take a little hit of this guy. And this is, I don't think this is local, but if you guys are interested in that, that's a pretty cool bottle. Look at that. That's pretty cool. So, let's see what it tastes like.
There we go.
All right.
Guys. Cheers.
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 Woo. That's good. Wow, that'll wake
That's good.
And that's Horse Soldier, guys. Check that out. So let's talk about something that everybody's a little afraid of with AI, and that is are we going to lose our jobs? Is AI going to be so useful to an industry that they're just going to say, hey, we don't need people here anymore? How do you feel about that?
I can take a stab at this one. So there's two things that I'm thinking here. Is one, I don't think it's going to replace jobs. It's going to replace tasks. Mm-hmm. So a lot of taking, like, for example, in the utilities industry, a lot of forms are still manual, pen and paper. So AI can take it to the automated aspect of it through, you know, multiple different systems, such as like SAP or what have you. So there's that automation aspect of it. Now, in terms of replacing jobs as a whole, I don't think it'll replace jobs, but you do need to adopt this, or else you're going to get left behind. Right. Just simply through the state of competition and, you know, how the market is trending towards AI and, you know, increased data analytics. So I don't think it's going to replace, but if you don't adopt it, you're going to get put behind, essentially. So
there's potential with everything, especially in new industries and new technologies. If you don't adapt, you're more than likely going to get left behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have something you want to add?
It's exactly the right point, right? Mm-hmm. Because what this technology is going to let us do is basically upskill ourselves or give us more time to do that more deep thought work, right?
Yeah.
To what Scotty was saying, right? If you're spending 5 or 6 hours a day on these like repetitive mundane tasks, right? Then that is your job, is to be the task monkey. Mm-hmm. If you can task monkey things away to this AI or to any other automation system, then that gives you more time to do better, more creative, deeper stuff, right?
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what most companies are looking for, right? They want to keep the human capital that they have and make them better, because then that drives up, you know, profits and all kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And I think this is something that you just mentioned, right? We see it all the time with any sort of technological advancements. There's a concern about jobs going away, and some of them might, right? But what ends up happening is that new opportunities are created and people can reskill into different industries or just trying to understand how to use the tools in their new industry, right?
Right.
If that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So let's not worry about losing our jobs. Let's look at maybe evolving into new positions. Mm-hmm. As AI approaches, you know, more usage or as AI finds more use,
like,
you know,
one use case that I'm thinking about already is like you know, when you call the help desk, you know, hey, my power's out, what do I do, type of thing. AI can be leveraged in a way to increase that customer experience. So instead of, you know, potentially being on a, you know, waiting line for 45 minutes or however long, you're going to be speaking to an AI, you know, bot or what have you, to get those solutions that you need, or hopefully get to a solution while you're waiting for a human. So overall, it's just going to increase that customer satisfaction of the users within the utility companies as well. So
now, is that something that we can do here at Greencastle? Can we provide that kind of service for like a utility service?
I'll leave it up to Brad on that one.
Yeah.
I'll put my name on that.
Right. So
I'm sure we could.
So we're strategy execution consultants, right? Like that is our task. Mm-hmm. You know, we execute people's strategies through project management, process improvement, change management, throw in financial controlling, budget control, and data and analytics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're looking at doing a digital transformation, right, adding in AI into our business, particularly if we're using, say, like chatbots or whatever, we can certainly work on implementing that strategy, right? Yeah. That's where I think we're key. We also have our expertise in sort of knowing what is available and what's out there to suggest to our clients of what they can implement.
Nice.
I did want to hop right back about the, hey, is this going to take all of our jobs, right?
Right, yes.
And just to foot stomp a little bit, like, this has been a question that's been going on since the Industrial Revolution.
It's true.
Right? Yeah. And, you know, I always got to bring things back to Star Trek because I'm a big Star Trek nerd, right? That's where I learned about, so the Industrial Revolution in England, right, they had the Luddites, right? Then you also had the folks in somewhere on the continent. I think it was either Denmark or the Netherlands. I always confuse the Danes and the Dutch, unfortunately. But where they would take their clogs, right? Their sabots, and they would kind of toss them into the machines, you know, doing sabotage or sabotage, right? That's kind of where the term comes from.
Okay.
Which I learned from watching Star Trek VI years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
So this has been a question that we've been wrestling with for centuries, right? Yeah. And ultimately what ends up happening is that there's change. And, you know, just like I always kind of, whenever I'm on the podcast, I always talk about change management is key, right? We just have to know as individual employees and as people who are leading our companies to basically just manage that change.
Mm-hmm. AI is one of those things that is, it's like when the internet started up, you know, and I was working at a business that the owner didn't believe that the internet was going to be in existence. He thought it was going to be a fad. And so obviously I had to move on. There are people out there that see these things as fads or see these things as like fading out soon or something like that. That's not what's happening. I think what's happening here is that people are maybe in a level of denial of what that technology is capable of, and then maybe used to the legacy aspects of what they're into. Can you speak on like, and we've had a conversation already on legacy as far as legacy and then like transitioning into like cloud-based type services and stuff like that. Can you speak to like how that would affect someone in an industry like the utilities industry, not taking advantage of those AI components?
Well, I think the use case is already there. I mean, especially within the utilities industry, you have those opportunities for optimization.
Mm.
And that's where AI definitely shines through and through. Mm. And, you know, I don't think it's going to be a fad just simply because the value's there already.
Mm.
I feel like with the fad, like those trends might kind of diminish over time.
Mm-hmm.
But that value will be there as long, like forever.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, right? So if we think about what we're talking about, the use case, right? Going back to the, hey, is this going to steal my job question. And our argument is that no, it's going to actually give you the opportunity to do better, more valuable work for your company.
Yeah.
So if they look at it from the company perspective, if you don't adopt these technologies or you don't seriously consider adopting these technologies, you're basically consigning your people to still do these mundane tasks.
Mm.
Whereas your competitor may, you know, basically they now are leveraging the human brain for doing what it's really good at, which is creative work and deep thought and strategy, right? Mm-hmm. Instead, you're kind of taking a chunk of those people's days and you're consigning them to typing away on a keyboard, doing the stuff that could be automated away.
Mm. So you're taking that aspect of like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And yeah, if it's not broke, that's okay. It's fine if you're going to do that. But your competition might be running circles around
you
because they're taking advantage of something that's making their work a lot easier.
Another thing too, like the reason why I keep hitting this optimization part is because it's saving time and resources. That alone saves money, right? So it's just going to have that trickle down effect to the end user, which is the customer. So I feel like this optimization aspect will, you know, provide benefits to the end user.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody kind of wins in that sense.
So utility industry needs to be taking advantage of this, especially.
Yeah. There's data everywhere.
I think so.
And whenever you have data, you can use AI.
Yeah. As far as AI goes too, how advanced is AI right now? Like there's a lot of people that think that AI is like some brain somewhere in like a a vat somewhere, like, and it's so smart that it's like just going to take over everything, and we're all just going to die. It's going to turn into Skynet. Terminator is going to be walking all over the place. I'm a geek, right? Sci-fi.
So I'll go back and I'll just hit on one of the things we talked about in our last conversation, okay. Just to foot stop it, right?
Yeah.
Is that I kind of consider, and now we're going to talk about the generative AI, right?
Yeah.
The large language models. That's the one that everyone's kind of hopped up on right now, mm-hmm. Which, again, it is like a really cool thing that can be leveraged and used awesomely. Mm-hmm. But I consider it kind of like a high school intern, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, where you kind of give it a task and it comes back with the first draft or maybe the first draft and a half, and you basically ask it to do some more revisions and it comes back with something, but that thing that it always comes back with still needs to be reviewed by you, mm. right, or by one of your colleagues or by a SME and tweaked for the final presentation, right, or the final like product, whatever that is. So it's not some super intelligence. In fact, if you're out there like in Shots from the Winchester land and you're playing around in ChatGPT or Gemini or Claude or whatever, you're probably already aware that it can come back with wrong information. Sounds great, right?
You know, but
straight up just wrong. Like I know when I was first playing around with GPT and I was asking it for citations on something and it would just make up quotes. It would just be like, oh yeah, this by this random guy.
Really?
So, yeah. So it's not this super intelligence that's out there. We're not at the at the AGI stage yet. And I don't think we'll be there for quite a while.
Well, you have to train the models for sure. Yeah. Especially in the utilities industry, you're going to have a bunch of complex data systems.
Mm.
So just through machine learning, those models can learn over time. But initially, you're going to have to do some revisions like Brad stated.
Yeah. And Greencastle is going to help in that.
Mm.
You know, and helping those approaches as far as getting you on that bandwagon as far as like figuring out what works for you as far as how AI can be leveraged.
Not only that, it comes down to process improvement too, which is one of our core service offerings. I feel like AI lines up with that, right away.
Makes
sense.
I feel
like, you know, AI can kind of, you know, expedite those process improvement, you know, steps and whatnot. So
or even find where we might not even notice that process needs to be improved or where there's opportunity.
You can take a process flow of any, you know, process within a utilities unit, mm-hmm. you know, team or what have you, and incorporate AI into those steps and optimize and create efficiencies.
So. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, we had a comment recently about wanting to know more about quantum computers. And I don't know a whole lot about what's going on with quantum computers right now, but if it's going to be anything that's a brain in a vat somewhere, it's going to be one of these quantum computers.
I'm going to have to consult ChatGPT to learn more about quantum computing.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold out for those time crystals you were talking about earlier. Right?
The timey-wimey crystals that they're using.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you for this conversation, because I think that AI is something that people are still trying to understand and still trying to figure out how it operates and how it works for them.
You got to talk about the Scotty Hotbot.
Let's get into that. Let's talk about the Scotty Hotbot.
Okay, so long story short, what it is, it here at Greencastle, we have a bunch of guides, methodologies, best practices, lessons learned. There's a bunch of information that's just scattered within File Explorer.
Mm.
Essentially, this GAC bot uses the, you know, institutional knowledge of Greencastle, combines it into one, you know, bot, I guess is the word. And instead of manually going through hundreds and hundreds of pages of the best content that Greencastle has created over time, you can just ask this bot, you know, any questions that you may have, best practices for product management, process improvement, change management, data related, you know, inquiries, and that GAC bot will help you find an answer and cut down time of research and all that. Anything you want to add there, Brad?
Yeah, just saying that in the back end of your implementation is pretty cool, because it utilizes retrieval augmented generation, where basically it's taking these these specific documents that we care about, and it's putting them in it's parsing them out, putting them in a vector database, and then the large language model is actually using queries to kind of pull back the relevant pieces. Mm. And to answer the questions.
Yeah.
Right. And there are different ways we can do this. And we've been experimenting a lot, whether we're using like the Microsoft product Copilot, or we're using a different tool set. Like, what was your platform? VoiceFlow, you know, and just playing around and experimenting with the best way to do that. Right. Because we don't know what our clients may be using out there. And So we can certainly have suggestions, but if they're already on a platform, we want to leverage the tools that they already have.
I think there's a huge opportunity for us here at Greencastle too to, you know, dive deeper into this AI aspect of business, see how it can apply to all industries, and, you know, provide innovative solutions for, you know, our clients and help with them in that sense.
So if you're out there and you need to learn more about AI, or you need process improvement, change management, any of these services, Greencastle is the place to go. I mean, like, we got some smart people. You got Brad, you got Scott right here. We know about how to get you where you need to be, especially if you're in an industry that needs to, or you need to evolve from a legacy system to a cloud-based system, or you need to
digital transformation.
Exactly. You know, and this is the time to do it, because, like, everything's evolving right now, and technology evolves exponentially every month. You know, like, every month the computers are getting faster, they're getting stronger, they're getting a little bit smarter, you know, and so every time you are, the longer you wait, the further behind you're going to be. You know, that's just facts. You know, thank you guys so much for this conversation. We're going to dive into these type of subjects more often anyway, because I think that there's, as we've said, these things are evolving constantly and quickly. Do you guys have any last things you want to say?
The only thing I want to add is, if you have any questions, you know, leave them down in the comments, and you know, we'll deep dive into that and get you answers, because this is a new field, and we're just trying to stay ahead of the curve as well. So
And then my last thing will be like and subscribe to Shots from the Winchester. Keep watching the skies.
Definitely. And on behalf of Greencastle, your nation's premier strategy execution firm, I'm your host Al Green, Brad Kenny, Scott Hopp, and we'll see you in the next episode.